Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Simply, Harbaugh lost the locker room. But at the end, players just simply had doubts about whether or not they wanted to play for him as their head coach. The opinions of players was valued here. It was listened to. It went to all levels. And it's not just Lamar Jackson. Now, it started, sounded like to me, with Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson not being on the same page.
You asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now.
You just really don't have the space for that. You know, it's just not something that you have the ability to think about. It's not important. It's sports. You know, that's how sports are. And I think that's part of the intrigue of it all. So if those are the things that are being talked about along with that, that's okay.
John Harbaugh.
Now, former head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. News came down late yesterday afternoon. I'm sure you're all very much aware of the news that John Harbaugh, after 18 years, was relieved of his duties as head coach of the Ravens. Great success, and we'll get into his track record and all of the great moments that he helped achieve for this franchise going back to Barack Obama. Hadn't even voted in as president yet for his first term. That's how long ago things have been. But he's out. And I got to admit, Nolan McGraw, like a lot of people, I was floored by the news because we've been talking the last couple of days. If Steve Bisciotti was going to bust a move, and if you read the press release from the Ravens, it wasn't a mutual parting of the ways. They just signed him to a 3-year extension not even a year ago. Steve Bisciotti fired. And we'll get into all the rumor and innuendo. Gianna Hahn's going to be joining us top of the hour from the Baltimore Banner. He got whacked. Because he was talking about after the game, I love these guys. I want to be back. And there's talk about whether Monken was going to be the scapegoat. And he wanted to run it back with the entire coaching staff. Whatever the situation was, Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the team, decided it was time for a change. And after great success, John Harbaugh moves on. And we heard him say after the Steelers' loss, it's sports, it is what it is, paraphrasing, I don't have time for that. And I don't blame him. You're literally minutes after losing a game that would have put you in the playoffs if you had managed to get it done. And now here you are 2 days later, and he's the ex-coach and one of the hottest commodities as we sit here on this Woman Crush Wednesday.
The hottest. Apparently, all the reports out there, you heard it, the six other vacancies, they've reached out. There's a mysterious seventh team that hasn't fired their head coach right, that apparently inquired about it. So this is going to be fun to watch. Sounds like he might start interviewing as soon as this week. So there goes the notion of well, maybe he sits out a year, try to wait for the right opportunity. Nah, he's hungry. He wants it. I was like you. I mean, I, leading up to the game, thought if they lost, he would be fired. When the game came and passed and they lost in the nature that they did, I thought he would be fired on Monday. But then when we got to yesterday, I was like, all right, well, maybe they're locked in. You know, we started to hear all the stuff. Well, coordinator change, that's expected. And I was like, well, we've seen this before. So it was easy to believe at that point. And then out of nowhere, at like 5 p.m., it just dropped. So I'm assuming Bisciotti's going to explain the timeline in full detail at some point. I mean, he's got to talk now.
No doubt.
He should have talked anyway, but now it's pretty much a guarantee. Is that it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction like Sunday night, losing sleep, Bisciotti, you know, I got to fire this guy right now. Or Monday morning, I slept on it, got to fire him. Gave him a chance to sit down and talk, which, whether you like Harbaugh or not, he was owed that much respect. Hey, what's your vision? We got to change something here. What are you thinking? Just that sort of conversation. And that conversation didn't go the way Bisciotti thought it would. Now, whatever you want to believe out there, there's so many reports. Don't even know if we get a concrete answer from Bisciotti himself. But it does sound like Harbaugh wanted to remain loyal to both his coordinators, or at least Monken. That's the one that's being thrown out there. That didn't sit well. So here we are.
Yeah. And again, let's stress this. According to the release from the Ravens, Steve Bisciotti, John Harbaugh didn't mutually agree to move on. And we both sides, he wanted to stay. And other reports are saying that, you Google it, look it up, it's on the interweb, a lot of different people reporting on it, that he was even vague with the coaches because he had no idea. His assumption was he was going to be back.
Right.
But wasn't 100% certain, but it seemed as though there was a confidence level that he might be retaining his job.
That, again, that is the confusing timeline here, but it almost, I don't know for certain, obviously, we'll maybe find this out in the future, but it sounds like the conversation between Bisciotti and Harbaugh happened yesterday, and that the decision to fire him was immediately after the conversation ended. You know, don't even leave the room. You know, this is what's going to happen. Because as Harbaugh indicated, he was stunned by it. Not just the act of being fired, but the timing of it. Didn't get a chance to talk to his own coaches about it. Didn't get to talk to the team. Charlie Kohler was on the Ryan Ripken show. We can play a cut from that.
Sure.
Basically said that he found out when the fans found out on social media. And then there's, you know, like a Zoom call, like, hey, let's get all the players together, explain what's going on. I don't know. Things on the surface seem to move slow because it took until Tuesday evening instead of Monday. But maybe behind the scenes, it did happen fast. They had a couple hour conversation and that was it.
So John Harbaugh out after 18 years, Super Bowl championship on the resume, multiple division titles, multiple playoff appearances, multiple playoff wins. But since the Super Bowl win after the 12th season, the playoff wins have been scarce. They've been the number one seed twice since then. And as great as he and Lamar have been, they have over a 700 winning percentage during the regular season as a duo, which was one of the five best in the history of the NFL. I mean, we're talking Brady Belichick and Landry Staubach level success. But in the postseason, Flacco and Harbaugh had great success in the postseason. Lamar and John, not so much.
Right. And, you know, you see a lot of the reaction out there of people in the national media like, oh, how could you fire John Harbaugh? Well, if all you're looking at is a win-loss record, yeah, I'd agree with you. That looks a little crazy. But if you paid any bit of close attention to the Ravens over the past 7-8 years, you would see all the routine fundamental flaws that weren't just isolated incidents that happen once or twice a year. They happen multiple times a year. They happen in the biggest spots. Blown leads, the getting away from the run game. We've discussed it ad nauseum. The callers have discussed it for years. You know, I mean, it's one of those things I think on the outside people are shocked, but here in Baltimore, it's like, all right, yep. What's next?
Yeah, you know? Like I was saying Monday and Tuesday, with the Ravens season coming to an end, a relief basically because the inevitable, them losing short of the Super Bowl goal, was going to happen. John Harbaugh being relieved of his duties might be a relief for a lot of Ravens fans, and just based on the responses I saw on Facebook, because that's kind of the social media I deal with, it was kind of 80% like, time for change, Peter Brady. And let's move on to the next. Now it gets interesting with the guys who should replace John Harbaugh with opinion. John Gruden, that's not happening. We had Jason Cole on a couple of days ago talking about Brian Flores. Got an active lawsuit going on against the owners of the National Football League. Don't see that happening. Jesse Minter's name has become hot property. I was watching NFL Network this morning. They mentioned Anthony Weaver, perhaps, who was bypassed for the Ravens defensive coordinator job for Zach Orr. Could be someone we've never heard of, just like John Harbaugh when he got the job back in 2008. But I threw this out there too, Nolan, on Facebook. In 2023, the Orioles had the best record in the American League, and the Ravens had the best record in the National Football League in its entirety. And with a span of 9 months, Brandon Hyde, Hyder, and Harbsey are both gone.
Expectations are high, and rightfully so. I mean,
helped it. You wanted Hyde fired. It's he got whacked.
It's all me.
Yeah, and then you wanted Harbs fired. He gets whacked. Who's next?
Well, do your jobs, right? It won't be an issue.
But it's crazy. Just the 2 short years, because both teams fell short. Orioles finished in last place. Now, that happened 5 months basically after Hyde got whacked, but they were in last place when he got fired. Then the Ravens, best roster they've ever had, et cetera, et cetera. Betting favorites by the odds makers to win the Super Bowl, not even make the playoffs. It's a what have you done for me lately business, and Hyder and Harbsey both felt it.
I mean, obviously, they're a little different just in tenure. You know, and Harbaugh actually being accomplished and winning something and reaching the mountaintop, where Hyde was still, you know, a good amount of years in, but most of that was through a rebuild. You know, he didn't really...
He had 3 straight winning seasons, which they hadn't accomplished in over 20, almost 30 years.
But where I think it is similar is that, again, raised expectations, preseason expectations, falling not just short of that, way short of that, an unacceptable level of short of that, and... also kind of that World Series Super Bowl window conversation. Maybe it's more prominent with Lamar as he's pushing 30 years old.
Turned 29 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Lamar.
Happy birthday, Lamar. And Ross Grimsley, by the way.
Hey.
It's his birthday.
Special day.
Our buddy.
Yeah. So with the window conversation with Lamar, I think it's a little more prominent than the Orioles, where it's not about one player, it's about the young core itself. But I think it still is similar in that sense of like, all right, the Orioles, the World Series window opened up. How much longer can we afford to toil here and miss time? And for the Ravens, now you can't afford it. But that's the other side of this firing, is that I'm not saying I'm already regretting the Ravens' decision to fire John Harbaugh, but now there's an even greater emphasis on getting the next hire right, because if this guy isn't right, then you're wasting even more time of the Lamar Jackson era. Yeah. So it was time to move on from Harbaugh, but that was only half the battle. Now the even harder part is here. I mean, firing Harbaugh was the easy part. Just a decision. Hey, you're out of here. Now the hard part is actually getting someone just as good, if not better, to try to keep this thing going.
And this is Eric DaCosta's first go-round in this realm. Ozzie Newsome was calling the shots, along with Steve Asciotti, when they hired John Harbaugh himself back in 2008. Now it's Eric DaCosta riding shotgun. I'm sure Ozzie Osbourne. Ozzie Newsome's his input is certainly going to be welcome and appreciated, because, you know, been there, done that. But it's going to be fun to watch. First time in 18 years we've had to endure this. And that's kind of a good thing. Instead of the Browns, they're firing a coach every 2 years, or Atlanta. You know, it just, having continuity is a good thing, but maybe it gets stale to a certain point. And, you know, they're coming off a losing record. I mean, there is justification. Fired with cause is the term.
And in closing, I think the best way to put it, and we've heard this many times, callers, people in the media, it was just time. And with that, when were you going to get a more convenient opportunity to split? You know, Super Bowl expectation season, you finish with a losing record. I mean, that's kind of, you know, all right, you give him one more year, but he's on the quote-unquote hot seat in Bisciotti's eyes and make the playoffs next year, win a game, a little harder to pull the trigger then. I mean, people out, don't get me wrong, people would still be calling for it, but losing season, I mean, it doesn't get any easier to split after that.
We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and old Alex Scamponi on the other side of the glass. And, I mean, we'll get into this as the week progresses and probably weeks. If you're a team looking for a head coach, how attractive is John Harbaugh? I know everybody wanted him gone from Baltimore, but if you're the Browns, would you hire John Harbaugh? What's the answer to that question?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Regular season record, 180 and 113, 614 winning percentage with Lamar Jackson as its quarterback. The winning percentage is over 70, or 700, excuse me. 13 and 11 in the playoffs, but 4 and 7 since they won the Super Bowl. Flacco did get that win against Pittsburgh in the 2014 wildcard round, and Lamar's won 3, so 4 and 7. Since then, they did win the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 47, but time for change. Mm-hmm. And we can get in here and break down numbers and talk about mighty men and iron sharpens iron and how he's respected by a lot of people in the community and by a lot of his players. Mike Preston wrote today, Baltimore Sun, that he didn't lose the locker room in regards to they don't respect him anymore, but maybe at some point messages get stale.
I think it's more of what's your definition of losing the locker room. Like, from an on-field performance standpoint, they didn't quit on him. Like, you saw the energy that they played with against Green Bay and, of course, against Pittsburgh, regardless of outcome. They weren't just sleepwalking out there like, let's get this over with. Let's go to Cancun. Let's get Harbaugh out of here. It wasn't visible in that sense. No player publicly came out and bashed him and said, hey, they want to make a change, whether it was Lamar or anybody. Nobody really commented on it. Nobody fed into it. So on the surface, he didn't lose it in that sense. But the fact that Rappaport's out here saying that players were consulted in this decision, as was DaCosta, and ultimately it being Bisciotti's decision, it sounds like that It wasn't every player, but there was a large contingent of the players that had lost faith. That doesn't mean they quit on him.
Right.
I mean, these guys are playing for a lot of different reasons other than a head coach, but they lost faith in him as the head man. I think it's that simple. So you get I think it's a semantics thing. Lost the locker room. It takes on different meanings.
All right, let's get out to the phones. We'll start it today. Tom in Annapolis. Tom, what's up? You're on the fan with Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Alex Scamponi over there.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I say this, every cardiologist in Baltimore hates his decisions. It'd be a lot less broken heart surgery.
That's right.
But, I mean, look, we went from you know, play like a Raven to, well, don't play like a Brown. We went from protect this house to protect this fourth quarter lead and, for God's sake, protect this ball, you know? So everybody wants to thank him for 18 great seasons. I can give him 14. Thank you, John, for 14 great seasons, you know?
Yeah, and this one might be the most disappointing of them all. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call. Based on expectations. Again, not just us drinking purple Kool-Aid locally here on the fan. They were the betting favorite by odds makers, Las Vegas, who, according to some people, controls the games anyway, to win the Super Bowl. And they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Somebody needs to be held accountable. And it was the head coach this year.
There is that bittersweet feeling, though, where, you know, speaking personally, I've been out here on the last couple of weeks saying it's time to move on. And now that we're here, it does kind of hit you like, man, 18 years. Man, I'm 29 years old. That's a majority of my life. This guy's been the head coach. You know, that it's going to be a bit of an adjustment. You know, even though I think it's the right move, I think there's time, at least in the immediate, to say, to reflect, to be thankful for Harbaugh. You know, you don't make it 18 years without accomplishing something. You don't make it 18 years being an a-hole behind the scenes. By all indications, he's a good man. You know, it was just time.
Let's get back to the phones. Hear what the people have to say. John Harbaugh out after 18 years. How does that make you feel? Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
Hey, I want to comment on the reports that he refused to get rid of Todd Monken was a big reason why he got fired. And this is what I want to say about that. For the last few years, we've been blowing leads in games, and all the reports and all the people, all the call-in talk shows have been coming down on Zach Orr. But in reality, I guarantee you, and you guys watch the games, at some point in those games where we blew those leads, Todd Monken's offense had a chance to not even let the defense have a say on the outcome of the game. And the inability of that offense to over and over again not get a first down to milk the clock so the other team don't get the ball. I think Bashadi saw a lot of that, and that's why he wanted Monken gone, because I saw it. But everybody looked at the final outcome, the exact Orr's defense let the other team win the game. But Todd Monken and his offense, and we've come in on Mondays and said, well, I didn't like that call on second down. The last 5 minutes of a lot of those games, Todd Monken and his offense failed to close out games and put it in the hands of an in-depth defense.
Well, let me ask you this, and Tony, I appreciate the call, and sadly we won't see it Horseshoe till next year. What about Sunday? Is that on Todd Monken, his offense, what happened in the fourth quarter against the Steelers? Who are we blaming that on? The defense? But Tyler Loop's taking I think the offense gave them every opportunity to win the freaking game. Sunday. Now, were they sucking in the red zone this year? Obviously, yes. And that is an offensive issue. Did they get away from the run? Talked about that to our faces turned purple. But to use an example of what really may have happened more over the last couple of years is the fourth quarter against the Steelers. The defense couldn't get off the field. The defense couldn't make stops. My humble opinion here.
I see Tony's point by itself.
Got it.
Don't disagree with it. But where this all comes from in relation to the firing, I think Diana Rossini was the one who mentioned Monken by name. But then we've seen other reports that have generalized it and said that he wanted to just run it back with the same staff in general. I don't know if it was specific just to Monken. To me, it seems more likely that he was just saying no, Orr and Monken and everybody. All right, Godsey gets replaced because he's out. maybe a couple position coaches change, they come and go, whatever. But for the most part, we're going to run it back. And that was what rubbed Bisciotti the wrong way. I don't know for certain, but to me, that would make more sense than just trying to scapegoat Monken here alone by himself. That doesn't make any sense.
And hopefully Steve Bisciotti will address the media. Does he do it to explain the firing of John Harbaugh? Or we talk to him or we hear from him when they're hiring the new coach? Do we need to hear from him both times? Because Steve Bisciotti does not really talk to the media as much as he did earlier in his ownership tenure here.
Selfishly, as someone who works in media,
both.
Give me five press conferences.
That's right. Why aren't you talking today? All right, let's get out to the phones. And maybe the happiest guy in Baltimore right now. Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Man. Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? First of all, let me just start off by saying,
a little pep in the step here.
2019 record of 3,296 yards on the ground, panicked in a playoff game. In 2023 AFC Championship game, running backs only had six carries, despite having the number one rushing game that year, okay? 8 years with 2 years with Lamar, two MVPs, 3-5 playoff record, pathetic. This guy is a fraud. He's always been a fraud. And Kenny Wyman, if you're listening, I remember when they fired Brian Billick and you called that man a fraud. And he didn't have nowhere near the weapons this guy had. None. And you said he was a fraud. No, this is a fraud right here. I hated the hire back then, and I'm so happy that he's gone now. He stayed here way too long. 5 years with Ed, 5 years with Ray Lewis, and what, seven or eight with two extra with Suggs? Yeah, this guy, players made up for the fraud. He's a fraud. And when he gets picked up, the whole world is going to see for who he really is, a fraud.
Brian, thank you for the call. So I guess if he's the GM of the Giants, he's not hiring John Harbaugh
right here.
I don't think he's fraudulent at all. No. I mean, the record speaks for itself. If he was a fraud, the players would have exposed him years ago as a guy that they couldn't rally around. It's more of a message getting stale. Wanted to run it back, depending on what report you read, and we'll hear from Gianna Hahn from the Banner coming up here at 11 o'clock. If that, in fact, is the case, that was not going to fly with the ownership group, obviously, and definitely not with the fan base. But as Abe Levitz famously said way back when, old basketball coach for Texas, among others, those who listen to the fans usually wind up sitting with the fans.
Yeah, I am interested to see where he goes. The Giants one seems the strongest. I kind of would like to see that, just to see him deal with the New York media and that dynamic.
That will be
pretty
awesome.
But from a team perspective, it is a pretty attractive landing spot. I think in general, I mean, if Harbaugh's going some, obviously it's going to be a bad team. Bad teams fire their coaches. That's where the vacancies are. But I mean, you know, the Browns, I think that could make sense. The Giants, at least there's a little bit more of a championship pedigree there in recent history. But either way, I think if he's going somewhere where they just haven't had any consistency with coaching, there hasn't been an established culture, there isn't a clear, like, oh, we're in this era right now with this star quarterback and this coach, he can pretty quickly establish that. I think the wins will follow. Whether he takes it to that next level of playoff wins, conference championships, Super Bowl, that remains to be seen. But I think, like Giants, for example, if they're all healthy and everything, he instantly raises that to somewhere around, you know, 500, you know, and then from there, where do they take it? Where do they grow and get better? But I think, yeah, if he's going into a place that's been in disarray for years, case in point, Cleveland, it makes an instant impact.
We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. John Harbaugh out after 18 years, a lot of success, but falling way short of expectations here in 2025. And would you hire him? Brian says he's a fraud. We both agreed to disagree with Brian. What do you think? Get in here, 410-583-1057. As we said, Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner, get her thoughts on this dismissal and how the Ravens players feel. How stunned were they when the news broke late yesterday?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Afternoon. As head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, what do the people have to say? Let's go to Ron in Owings Mills. Ron, what's up?
Good morning, Bob and Nolan.
How are you feeling?
John Harbaugh is not a fraud. He deserves respect and grace. You know, I've been obviously, I'm just a passionate guy, Bob and Nolan, but I respect John. Look, he wanted, as you guys said, he won a Super Bowl here. He represented the team very well. He had to handle certain situations that nobody else talked during the Ray Rice thing. Nobody else, the Justin Tucker, he had some situations where he was the face. He was classy. Again, it was like you guys, Nolan, you said, it was time. 18 years is a long time. So I just want to give John Harbaugh respect. He will come back in the Ring of Honor. I need to say that. With that said, I am excited. I think, you know, it took 20 days for the Ravens to hire John Harbaugh. They're going to take their time. All I ask them to do is just interview the best guys. The best guys should get the job. I would like somebody with either a strong offensive or defensive background, whoever is the best guy. I think it would be easier to get somebody with a strong offensive background and you hire a strong defensive coordinator, because I hate when offensive coordinators leave and then we have to start over. I prefer that. Somebody with a feel for the game, that with Lamar, that can get him over the top, over the hump to finish. Whoever it is, Bob and Nolan, we need to bring back whoever the defensive coordinator is, whoever it is. We need that toughness and the finishing mentality, that swagger that the Ravens have had, that they have been lacking, in my opinion. So I don't know who it is. That's not my job to decide. The Ravens, I know, I trust Bisciotti now. Steve Bisciotti, look, I've been critical, but in my opinion, I know this was incredibly difficult for you to do, given your relationship with John. I respect you as a man. And I know it was very tough, but I do believe you did the right thing. And I wish John well. He's going to get another job. John is going to be fine. And everybody wins here, okay? So that's all I got.
All right, Ron, thank you. And he is very passionate about the Orioles, Ravens, and Terps. And, you know, he appreciates Steve Bisciotti doing what he had to do and respects John Harbaugh. And I think most people appreciate and probably will appreciate more down the road, Nolan, what John Harbaugh did do for this organization. Ring of Honor, that's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. This guy might be wearing a gold jacket in Canton when it's all said and done. Who knows?
Bisciotti said that in his written statement.
Yes, he did.
Future Hall of Famer. That's hard to argue against it. I mean, I want to derail the show here and talk, well, what does he need left in his career to get there? Is he already there? That's not important. I mean, we know how we feel about him. What do you think of Harbaugh's statement itself? I'll say this.
Disappointed. I'm trying to read between the lines what he said, stating the obvious, but he's in a good place. It's all good. Quoted the big guy, of course.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
that's what I was getting at, is that my takeaway is that in a world where a lot of people just turn to AI to write these things, or all of these written statements end up blending together and using the same buzzwords and all sounding the same, that was distinctly Harbaugh. That reading that statement, that was his voice, that was him. There was never any doubt. Which, what does that mean? Nothing, but I just thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, if it was AI, it would have been a picture of him with gigantic muscles, looking like a vintage Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's go to Sam in Pennsylvania. Sam, thanks for holding. What's happening? You're on with Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens looking for a new coach for the first time in 18 years.
You said Sam, or is it Tim?
Sam. It says Sam. Says Sam in PA. Alex,
well, you're on now, so it's you.
Just go ahead. We're not here to get your birth certificate. What's going on, Tim?
It's my first time calling. So I just wanted to say I appreciate Harbaugh. I hope he gets the Giants job. I think that he'll do real good there with them having like top three pick or whatever. I would like to see. I think Kubiak is the OC for the Seahawks. I'd like to see him as the head coach. Maybe Daboll is the OC. I agree with the last caller. Defensive coordinator needs to be somebody that can bring back that old Ravens style of defense. I haven't heard anybody really talk about Eric DaCosta. I don't like a lot of things that he's done, especially drafting guys. He needs to go back to and take classes on how Ozzie Newsome used to do things. We need to start drafting edge rushers like, you know, Courtney Upshaw type of guys, Pernell McPhee. Stop drafting these hybrid linebacker guys that do multiple things. We need to be able to set the edge. I'd like to see us trade for like Max Crosby or something. We need to bring, you have to win up front. I think the offensive line is easier fixed than the defensive line. And that's how in this game today, how you win up front on the defensive side is how you beat Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and those type of quarterbacks.
All right. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you joining us. Sorry about the confusion. He mentioned Crosby. Sign me up. What about Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be on the outs. Already is. In Cincinnati, to his point, they have the 14th pick in the draft, and there's already experts trying to link certain players. Seems like offensive linemen and edge rushers, maybe interior D linemen who can get to the quarterback to Baltimore, but we're still, 4 months away from that.
And I would say, you know, there's so many needs right now. Like I said it yesterday, you could really go a number of different directions with your first round pick, but it is hard to argue against pass rush being the top need.
Sign me up for that.
And they've been chasing it, like the caller said, they've been chasing it for so long that, you know, you mentioned trading for a Crosby or signing a Hendrickson in free agency. You know, that might seem like a tall mountain to climb, like giving up the draft capital for a trade or spending that money when we're a little tight against the cap. But I would counter argue and say, look, you've been trying to draft him for years and you just can't do it. Go get the established guy. You know, take all the stress and the headache out of scouting all the, take this guy over this guy. Who's the right one? Does he fit our system? No, just go get the guy that you know is good. I mean, you pay for what you get. It's going to cost you something, but it's just easier. Save yourself the headache. I mean, since Terrell Suggs, you cannot draft and or develop pass rush talent outside of like Matt Judon did good things here.
But Za'Darius Smith.
But that was like a 1 year thing.
Yeah.
You know, a caller mentioned Upshaw, which kind of raised my eyebrows. I didn't think we'd be getting a Courtney Upshaw mentioned today, but here we are.
But to his point as well, you know, Ajabo, who was a steal of the draft, it hasn't panned out in that area.
God, and could you imagine if they were in position to take Ajabo when he was expected to go in the first round? He would have went before they picked that year. But if he was in that range for the Ravens, being regarded as the slam dunk pass rusher, they took him then. And it panned out the way. Oh, my God. It's bad enough.
Ahead of Kyle Hamilton,
bad enough being a bust as a second rounder and falling. It could have been even worse.
We'll come back. Take more of your phone calls. 410-583-1057 is the number. John Harbaugh is out. Seems like everybody's kind of in agreement with what Steve Bisciotti did there. If you're a team and you're looking for a new head coach, and there's seven of those, counting Ravens, is John Harbaugh a guy you'd be looking for? So get on in here with those thoughts. Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. But let's get back to the phones, getting your opinions, and most of them are pro-decision. Yesterday, we all agreed John Harbaugh brought a lot of great things to the organization. Good man. But time for a change. Let's go to Derek in East Baltimore. Derek, thanks for holding. What's up?
Morning, Bob. Morning, Dolan.
How you doing, dude?
Yeah, man. So, you know, first I want to preface my statements by saying, man, you know, thank you, John Harbaugh. You know, thank you for your time here. You know, he did accomplish a lot of great things here while he was here. But in saying that, it absolutely was time. To me, Bob, I think the culture that was established here in 2000, the mantra play like a Raven, all of that was lost this season. I mean, this team was a shell of itself, unrecognizable. And I don't really think that this season was the sole reason why he got fired. I believe that it was the icing on the cake. But what I believe is it was an accumulation of things. All of the fourth quarter collapses, mismanagement of players, mismanagement of plays, the mismanagement of time, which has always been his Achilles heel. All of those things contributed. And I'll say this before I leave. If that report is true, that he actually did lobby to try to bring those coordinators back, and in my mind specifically Zach Orr, to me firing him was the only option, because it's no way that you could justify bringing Zach Orr back to this team. It's no way. So you know, again, wish him well, God bless the man, but it was absolutely the right decision.
Would you hire him if you're another team, Derek, real quick?
I would take a chance on him if I was another team. But here's my thing with that too, Bob. My thing with that is, and what people have to always remember, and I've always said this, this man was going to be fired in 2018 before Lamar came and saved his job. And so, and all you have to do is look at his record when Lamar doesn't play. And that'll tell you all that you need to know. So we'll see what he does. I'm sure he'll get another gig. We'll see what he does now that he doesn't have Lamar, and time will tell, just like it did with Bill Belichick when he lost Tom Brady. So, you know,
all right,
we'll see how it goes.
Hey, thanks, dude. Appreciate the call as always. Let's get back to the phone. So it's good. Big Wheel. Big Wheel, what's happening?
Before Lamar came and saved his job.
Big Wheel. Rookie mistake.
From a veteran, yeah. Nonetheless.
I mean, Big Wheel, that's a guy from Memorial Stadium, COLTS. I mean, he actually was before Wild Bill Hagee at the Oriole game. Big Wheel. Rookie mistake. All right, let's try this one here. We got time for another call, right, Nolan?
Yeah.
Let's go get Fix H.
Could be anything.
Who knows? What's going on, dude?
You guys calling for Fitz? Just want to make sure it's
that makes a lot more sense, yeah.
Fitz?
Hey guys,
that sounds like
doing
a real name.
Bob, longtime listener. I remember you from the old channel way back in the day, sitting in my parking lot at 1 o'clock, having lunch.
And full disclosure, though, Fix H. Fitz. I don't know. Fitz, how you doing, bro? Appreciate it. Good to see you. And hey, if you're a little hot, you know, it's on TV. How you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. So I'm actually Ben's neighbor, Bellway Ben. I live right up the street from him and his parents. But anyways.
Oh, nice.
If you guys remember, I called last week or the week before when we weren't running the ball in the fourth quarter with Derrick Henry, and I was livid, and I said, it's either Harbaugh or me, and all of the calls that day were kind of the same thing. I almost think that was a pivotal moment. That game was a pivotal moment because, if you remember, Chris Collinsworth even said, you know, New England should send the Ravens a thank you note for not running Derrick Henry in his fourth quarter. Now, imagine being the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, watching that game on your yacht down in Florida, and hearing that go out about your franchise on national TV. I think that probably was the nail in the coffin that said, we got to make a change here because this is just putting us on blast across the entire country. Now,
yeah. And the next game, they ran him 30 times. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you remember, Harbaugh said, hey, it wasn't me. It was between the running backs and the running back coach to decide that. They had a rotation going. And then it was Monken, but Harbaugh didn't want to take the fall for it. So now you shoot to yesterday where they say, okay, John, if it was Todd, then you need to let Todd go because that was a bonehead move that cost us a game. And he said, no, I'm not going to let him go. And then the rest is history. But I seriously think that one moment defined the entire season and just sticks out as one of the most bonehead moves the team has ever made.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, Fitz, you do the same. And Collinsworth put him on blast Sunday, too, in the drive where Austin fell down. Or was it the Freiermuth down the seam? The lack of pass rush moving mm-hmm. into the defense is going to doom this team. And kind of did until Lamar got him back in the field goal range. But I mean, I guess it was a bigger picture scenario, the lack of pass rush all season long and being unable to dial up exotic blitzes or just pass rush schemes. I mean, the quarterback hits were down and you can break out some nerd stats. Well, they're pressure this. Ultimate goal is to get to the quarterback, drive him down, get him off his mark, make him uncomfortable, and they rarely did that. Aaron Rodgers looked like vintage Aaron Rodgers twice against the Ravens this year.
See what the caller's saying. He doesn't, Bisciotti, that is, doesn't need Chris Collinsworth to tell him, or he doesn't need to make up his mind based on what Collinsworth is saying in his commentary on TV. But where I will agree with the caller is that in front of a primetime audience this year, is he, Fitz said, you know, embarrassing yourself on a national stage, where the Ravens were once just dominant in prime time, especially at home. This year, the exact opposite. And not just losing, they were getting embarrassed on a national stage. With Lamar, Thanksgiving was terrible. The Lions game, sure, it was somewhat close in the end, but it was pretty embarrassing compared to what we expect out of primetime showings. The Bills collapsed to kick off the year when we're all still don't have the taste out of our mouth from the divisional round. Yeah, I think maybe that did, not the biggest part, but that was maybe a side story for Bisciotti that, man, we got embarrassed this year.
What do they say? It's a paper trail. Mm-hmm. Just another thing to add to that. We'll come back. Gianna Han, Baltimore Banner. Talk to her about what happened yesterday. Apparently, everyone who covers the Ravens on a daily basis, and she's one of these people, was stunned by the turn of events. And how did the players react to the surprise firing of John Harbaugh? Whip around 11:15, then back to your phone calls. So if you're on the phones, we got you covered. Just stick around for a few more minutes. Bob Hady, Nolan McGraw, Alice Scampone, Fix H. We'll come back here on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.